My sound person was standing up letting me know I didn't turn my mic on. I apologize. Do not be afraid. Right. Laura was talking about the coup in Turkey. Seems like a week doesn't go by where there's not a terrorist attack. We're still, if we were in Fort McMurray, we could not go a few moments without being reminded of the fire that happened up there. And the list goes on and on. Various violent attacks, various things that people do or to one another. And even nature sometimes throws us curves. Like I saw there was an alert about a tornado just north of Calgary last night. Some of the things happen because of human sinfulness. Other things just happen because things happen. Do not be afraid. On one hand, it's a reminder for us that we're not in control. Because if you think about it, with a touch of a finger, you can change the temperature and humidity in the space where you are. With a phone call, phones aren't like that anymore. With a phone call, you can have a pizza show up at your door. With a credit card number, you can make it almost any place in the world in a matter of hours, at most a day or two. It gives us the illusion that, wow, we are really in control of our lives. And we almost live with this expectation that, well, an expectation that our lives will be fine, that they'll be comfortable, that we'll be able to kind of navigate our future and make plans, not only days and weeks and months in advance, but even years in advance. I mean, we talk about retirement, don't we? What we're going to do in the future, or for some of you, that's now. But these things, and actually the world reminds us that instead of life being easy, life is actually hard. We have the illusion of being in control. And so we get surprised when it goes out of control. But the reality is, life is hard. And so instead of wondering if something will happen, we really should be braced and expecting and fully aware that hard times will come, that there will be challenges, there will be tragedies, that there will be times when we are up against it. And the question is not what will we do if that happens. The question is, what will we do when that happens? And some of the literature I've been reading as far as the work they're doing with young people, especially folks that are in troubled homes or have lost their parents, one of the words that comes up is resilience. And it very much is this idea that you can't prepare children or even people to ward off any kind of bad thing that will happen. But you can give them tools and a way of having confidence in themselves and in life that will allow them to be resilient so that when the hard things happen, that instead of despairing and taking that hard thing and having it completely take away their future, instead they start creating a future. It's called resilience. I think in the church, the word that we have is faith. Faith is that, it's that ground you stand on that allows you to weather whatever comes. The last week or two, I've been doing a lot of work out in the yard. Actually been putting a patio in with a lot of pavers. Anyway, I'm walking on the grass a lot, and I'll notice that I can just see the path between where I'm laying the pavers and where the pavers were, because there's just a place where the grass is just pressed down, and I get worried about it. It's like, oh my, I've messed up the lawn. But especially with all this rain, I come back the next day and that path is almost gone. That's resilience. The grass, fortunately, is well enough grounded, so it has the roots sunk deep. And since, especially with the water and the nutrients, it's able to bounce back. You might say people who have faith, who have roots in that which is solid, that which is truly real, they have the ability to bounce back. No matter what storm, whatever, what tragedy may knock them down, and we do get knocked down, that faith allows us to stand up. In today's gospel, Jesus starts off by saying, "Do not be afraid." And then he says something really interesting. Well, first he said, your Father in heaven wants to give you the kingdom, wants you to have the life that is truly life. And then he says, sell your possessions and give alms. What does that have to do with being afraid? Well, if the ground that you're putting your faith in is something that seems really solid, like a great big bank account, or a whole lot of learning, or having a great reputation, if it's anything that isn't God, then it can crumble. And it will crumble. It'll knock you down. And when you get knocked down and your foundation is something of this world, something like money, something like a house or a building that is your whole life, then it is hard to recover. And some people don't recover. But if your foundation is God, if you're planted firmly in the life that Jesus calls us to and trusting in that relationship, then you're able to stand up. And in the midst of things, continue to experience joy, to experience hope, and to experience meaning. This is faith. This is what allows us to go forward. This is what allows us to see a future that, even though it may not be evident from what's immediately here, we know that there is a future calling for us, and in the end, it will be okay. In the second reading, it was from the letter to the Hebrews, and it mentioned Abraham and Isaac. There's this wonderful chapters in there where the writer of Hebrews is just recounting all these people who by faith stepped out and whom God used to give us a word of what faith looks like. Folks like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses. And they were very much in touch with how hard life was. I mean, think about Moses. He was the favored son. Things were going fine. And then he got tossed in a pit, sold into slavery, got thrown into prison in a land far away, all by himself. But he was grounded in God and continued to hope, continued to act, to be ready and alert for what God might be up to. And God used that faith then to actually allow his family to move to Egypt to escape the famine. It is people like Joseph and like Moses and like the disciples and Paul who are examples to us who dealt with life, but because of their resilience, because of their faith, are people who are models to us now of what it looks like to allow God to use us. Jesus said, do not be afraid. Jesus said, come and be a part of my kingdom. And today, we're going to ground a couple of our children in the ground of baptism, in the faith that we profess, in the faith that we read about in Scripture, give them a grounding in relationship with God that will give them the resilience, a place to stand that is firm and solid. And as we nurture them in their faith, and as we nurture ourselves in our faith, we grow deeper and deeper roots. And we can truly say, yes, horrible things are happening, but we are not afraid. As Luther said, I'm a baptized child of God. Devil, you have no power over me. We can say, circumstances, you want to have me to spare, but I'm a baptized child of God. I will be resilient. I will trust in my faith, and I will choose life. Amen.